Welcome to National Day Riff, a politically incorrect, tastefully inappropriate riff on what we celebrate throughout the year. I'm your host, Sean Michael Byer.
And I'm the voice of reason. I keep Sean and everyone else in check.
Yeah, you do that. Today we celebrate Father's Day. The very first Father's Day was celebrated on June 19th, 1910, in the great state of Washington. It was inspired by the first, go figure, Mother's Day that previous year.
Hey, Sean? Hi. It's me, Adam. Hi. Yeah, sorry to interrupt, but...
It's never stopped you before.
Why can't they just, like, combine them into Parents' Day? You know, save the kids some money. Us millennials.
Well, in 1994, President Bill Clinton did just that, but it never really took off. In fact, Father's Day wasn't all that well received at first, especially by many fathers. You see, my interrupting friend, Mother's Day was quickly determined to be a profitable commercial holiday with the purchase of flowers and candy, bottomless mimosas. But florists, they were smart. They knew men wouldn't be into receiving flowers.
Apparently you don't know some of the men I do.
Are they fathers?
I assume that, you know, some of them probably have fathered children, but, you know.
Well, plus, back in the day when men were the primary breadwinners of the household, they didn't like the idea of essentially paying for their gifts that they would receive on this alleged special new day set aside for them. Do you follow me?
Yeah, when I have kids, I...
like that's gonna happen. Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm a healthy, well-proportioned young man. You know?
Is that what you say to all the flower-loving fathers you know?
I can have kids. You never know. I can surprise someone. My mom will finally be proud of me.
Today, Father's Day is a festive day celebrating all the baby daddies out there who will hopefully prevent their children from becoming a bunch of crybaby, cancel culture, self-entitled little fucks. Yeah, that's right.
Happy second Father's Day, Randy.
Thank you, Sandy Honey Bunch. I can't believe we spent last year in the ER.
I know. Oh, but your eyebrows grew back. Good as new. You could barely even tell you had a skin graft.
Still sexy as ever.
Yeah, honey. Well, let's leave the barbecuing to the experts this year.
Yeah. No argument there. I'm just going to toss back a couple brewskis, enjoy the special day with my lovely wife, and cutie patootie little man sergeant. Yes. Go, 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 go. Well, no, that's mine. That's daddy's. Hey, hon, shouldn't he be starting to form words by now? Maybe a sentence or two?
Sergeant can start talking whenever he's good and weedy.
Might sound crazy. I'm sure everything's fine. It's fine.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. That kid is almost 2 years old and nonverbal. To me, that's a giant baby. That's a big, big baby. That's a 467-week-old baby, and I'm not tolerating it.
Wow, really?
I believe babies should be taxed. Because they're leeches.
Yeah, probably true.
Anyway, continue your little sketch.
Oh, there they are. Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad.
What in the Sam hell are they doing here, Marge?
It's Father's Day, Bill.
Oh, that explains all the screaming rugrats. Hey, kids, come here. Grandpa's got some cough syrup for you.
Oh, Bill, I bet you were a screaming kid once, too. Don't you remember?
Well, back in my day, we'd traipse through the snow to get to school, and then...
In the Arizona desert.
Huh. Would you just grab me a beer and shut the hell up?
Happy Father's Day.
Hello, Marge.
Hello, Sandy. Looks like you finally lost that baby weight. Keto? P90X? Meth?
Oh, yeah, thanks. No, just taking good care of myself. Honey, grab me a beer too, please.
You got it.
Maybe you should consider one of those calorie carb-free seltzers.
Yeah, well, I like my alcohol to have flavor, thank you very much.
Suit your skinny self.
Anything for my wonderful wife.
Seriously, has your mom always been such a bitch?
Oh, yeah. If Dad wasn't hard of hearing and incontinent, he would have left her years ago.
Oh, son, bring little flea market over to his grandpa.
Dad, read my lips. This requires eye contact.
Oh.
Thank you. The baby's name is Sargent.
Exactly. Shouldn't this little shit be talking by now?
Happy Father's Day, everyone! We've got the grills fired up and some tasty grub for all y'all a little later. Meanwhile, it's time for our annual three-legged race!
Oh, that sounds like fun! That sounds like fun! Dad and son! Dad and son, for old time's sake!
He'll shit himself.
I'll watch the baby. Sandy, you and Mom should do it.
Seriously?
For me?
Seriously?
Come on. Just pound a couple beers and you'll forget you hate each other.
Fine.
Generic red pepper flakes are on every pizza table in the country, and they all suck. They're stale, no heat, no flavor. Flatiron Pepper Company has fixed that with pepper blends that combine incredible flavor and some serious heat. No additives, just the damn peppers. There's Four Pepper Blend, Hatch Valley Green, and my favorite, Dark and Smoky, with chipotle, ancho, and habanero. Such fantastic, rich, deep flavor with just the right amount of heat. Head on over to flatironpepper.com and use the promo code RIFF10 and get 10% off your first order. That's flatironpepper.com, promo code RIFF10 for 10% off your first order. You'll never go back to generic red pepper flakes.
Attention race contestants, please take your place along the starting line.
Hi there. So what's the name of your team?
Daddy and Son Incorporated.
Cute. And yours?
The boy and I here are born to be wild.
Good for you. How about yours?
I got it. We're the get the fuck out of the way.
All right, then.
You ready to win this shit?
You know it, bitch.
Okay, on your mark, get set. Did I ever tell y'all the story of how I actually became a father?
Shoot the damn gun!
You're feisty when you're drunk.
You know it, bitch.
On your mark, get set.
Incoming! Hit the deck!
Dad, get up. It's a starter pistol.
Middle, outer. I got this.
What a tight race, folks. Born to be Wild is in the lead. Get the F out of the way is a close second. And a lost raccoon in third.
Oh, my leg is starting to chafe.
Suck it up, soldier.
It's down to the wire. Get the F out of the way is closing in on Born to be Wild. It's neck and neck, or should I say, leg and leg?
Oh, shit, I need a beer.
Hey, buddy, your shoe's untied.
What?
Your shoe's untied.
Oh, shit.
And it's get the F out of the ways by an ankle.
Was his shoe really untied?
I'll never tell.
Yes! I am so proud of you guys!
Oh, what did I win? An 8-track recorder? Blue chip stamps! A lifetime membership to Gemco!
Come here! Aww.
Aww, did you guys just hug?
I guess we did.
Oh my goodness.
Oh. Next thing, they're gonna want to take a hot shower together.
What?
Whoa.
I'm sorry?
A man can dream, can't he?
Not when it involves my wife.
Oh, my bad.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, you're still a bitch.
I can accept that.
We hope you've enjoyed this dose of National Day Riff. I'm your host, Sean Michael Byer. Until next time.
Hi, guys. Remember me, Adam? I was at the beginning of the sketch. Seems like Sean didn't write me in the second two-thirds of this script, so I just wanted to give you a reminder that I still exist.
Maybe you should consider another fuck.
I need you, Nick.
Maybe you should consider one of those car... Oh, fuck.
Ice cream foams and